This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It was a little bit overcast earlier. It's just about a clear blue sky now. They're absolutely beautiful day up here in the mountains, I believe. And I can't blame these people for having some weddings up here. I think the wedding actually took place last night, or at least a wedding took place last night. It's unclear. I did take a walk around the campsite here with my dog yesterday, and I noticed that they were having the actual wedding vows and all of that stuff down there at the gazebo. But the reception seemed to be up here at the upper pavilion, and I think today the marriage is taking place in the bowl, and the reception is in the lower pavilion. I'm not entirely sure, but, you know, I can't blame these people for having it here. It is an absolutely beautiful place. It just confuses me that non-libertarians choose this place. I totally get why libertarians want to choose the nexus of porcupinism that is Rogers Campground to have their wedding. Like, our own Matt and Nikki are getting married here next year. God willing, myself, Ian Freeman, and nobody will be overseeing it. What's the word I'm looking for here?
Presiding.
Presiding over it. Assuming
you'll be doing the reverend stuff.
Yes. Assuming, you know, Ian and I are here and, you know, free to do so. But it is an absolutely beautiful day. Forkfest.party if you want to learn more about it. Again, that's Forkfest.party. We're talking here about how Americans are unhappy. Happy Independence Day, by the way. People who are unhappy out there, 25% of you apparently think that, you know, soon it's going to be time to take up arms against the government. I would caution against
28,
that.
So more than a quarter, 28%.
I would caution against that. I think you're just going to create a new equally terrible state if you do that. And, of course, the guy from MSNBC crying about how Congress needs to pass laws. If the Supreme Court says X is unconstitutional, then Congress should pass a law making it constitutional, essentially. Last week, according to this guy, the prospect of secession for California drew closer, courtesy of the U.S. Supreme Court. And I tend to think, you know, the abortion issue, in hindsight, you know, if people had been alive back before the Civil War, they would probably be like, yeah, no, the slavery thing, that's not a big enough deal. People are never going to actually fight a civil war and secede over that. That's silly.
They probably fought those things.
And people are saying the same sort of thing about abortion today. It's like, no, this, ha, 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 that's, what a crazy idea.
That is kind of my thought. I think I voiced as much that I was like, come on, is abortion going to be the thing?
You're not the only one, right? I think it's probably not going to happen as well, to be fair, but I can see how it could happen.
I mean, I am all for secession.
Absolutely. First, justices overturned a century of legal precedent that had allowed California communities to limit public gun possession. There's no such thing as public gun possession. They were able to limit the rights of individuals to have guns, but the public has no guns. So I just want to point that out to Joe Matthews here. They did not inhibit the right of California communities to limit public gun possession, just private gun possession. Endangering laws that have been saved, that have saved lives. Well, that's all of the evidence that we have available suggests that isn't true. Places where guns are legal tend to have the highest levels of gun violence. And you compare that to like New Hampshire, which has the state of New Hampshire has more, quote, semi-automatic weapons than any other state in the U.S. And it also has the lowest homicide rate.
Dead last.
At 1 in 100,000, or fewer than 1 in 100,000. Then the court reversed Roe versus Wade and eliminated the federal constitutional right to abortion, a state constitutional right supported by majorities of Californians of every political party, region, and demographic group. And I don't know how to tell this guy this, but if it's enshrined in the California state constitution as being a right, then the Supreme Court ruling doesn't change that.
Well, and rights are just supposed to be a condition of your existence, and rights are a thing that you exercise, not a thing that is granted to you by men in robes or guys in suits and ties doing their work in Washington. That's not where rights come from. Rights are a condition of your existence. Everything else is control.
Well, I'm willing to, you know, agree that the Constitution doesn't grant any rights. It just sort of recognizes the rights that already exist. But even if they argue that, you know, the California State Constitution is recognizing the right of abortion to exist, I'm like, overturning Roe versus Wade didn't have any impact on that whatsoever. The people of California can still get whatever abortions they want within the laws of California.
Yeah. Well, and the Constitution also wasn't supposed to be this, like, continuing list that you keep adding stuff to.
Right.
If it's not covered in the list, then you're free to do as you choose.
That was the whole point of the 10th Amendment. These decisions were like earthquakes, unsettling but unsurprising. They were enacted by a far-right court majority that exists because America's anti-democratic constitution gives less representation and less voting power to Californians, both in choosing a president and in electing a Senate. And I mean, so this is more crying from people on the left, which is amazing. They're crying in the midst of a Democratic president. That's a new one to me. I understood why they cried all throughout the presidency of Donald Trump.
Well, I mean, look at the president. It's worth crying.
It's worth laughing about. I mean, there are parts of the Joe Biden thing that make me sad, like when, you know, he turned around to shake people's hands or whatever, and there was no one there because everyone else was trying to, you know, shake Barack Obama's hand. That was kind of sad, but I wouldn't really want to cry over it.
Well, I'm just saying that the fact that the current regime is doing nothing to stem the tide of war and debt that the government continues to, you know, enslave people, if there's no other way to put that, really.
Certainly. None of the border camps where they're housing migrant children by the dozens or the hundreds were closed. The border policy hasn't changed. Biden has just carried on doing everything.
Guantanamo Bay still open.
Yep. None of that's ever changed. The two decisions followed a fusillade of federal failings that have harmed Californians. These include a pandemic response that cost nearly 100,000 Californian lives. And again, dude, California could have enacted whatever laws it wanted for the most part. A generation-long war on terror that killed more soldiers from California than from any other state. I'm with you 1,000% on that one, dude. The federal government has been fighting a generation-long war on terror, and it's long past time for that war to end. However, people on the left generally want to expand that war into being a war on a virus, a war on illness, a war on sickness.
Government's got to have a hobgoblin to, you know, instill fear with.
The federal government has also impeded our efforts to end the drug war and police abuses, attempts to cancel our environmental laws, denial and delay of disaster aid. To be fair, isn't California one of the other net payers to the federal government? So, I mean, if they just sort of kept the money they were paying to the federal government, they wouldn't need disaster aid from the federal government?
Yeah, I don't know.
Accusations that our elections are fraudulent and the violation of the rights of our immigrants and their families. Look, I'm with you on almost all of those. It is overstepping of the federal government, and the people of California should have the right to create whatever leftist hellscape they want to create. And people should have the right to flee that leftist, socialist, nightmarish hellscape if they so choose.
Well, in that last bit that you just read, you could just insert any state in there. Right.
Yeah, certainly. None of those are unique to California. The violation of the rights of immigrants, their families, fraudulent elections, disaster aid, the drug war, police abuses, that's universal throughout the United States. And the federal government can't do anything about it because the system itself is fundamentally broken. To cope, California has had to behave more like a separate nation than a state. We have adopted our own immigration policy, which, by the way, is constitutional. The Constitution gave the federal government no authority whatsoever to do anything about immigration because it was just understood that, you know, it was up to the state.
It didn't occur to me until just now that California literally could become Commifornia.
Yep.
Like name change and the whole nine yards.
California signed their own environmental treatises with other countries, funded their own research on subjects from guns to stem cells, and successfully pressured corporations to privilege our state regulations over national ones. But how much more can a state handle governmentally, economically, emotionally? There's more coming up about this as this leftist from California makes the case that, you know, under Joe Biden, California should secede, and I'm with him 1,000%. Let's get this ball rolling. Let's break up this failed experiment. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live from Rogers Campground here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. I'm going to tell you about Life Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's a festival taking place in Prague. Head on over to LifetimeLiberty.com to learn more about it. That's LifetimeLiberty.com. It's the location. The Prague was chosen as the location because you don't have to require, you don't have to have a proof of vaccination in order to get in. Use code FTL20 to get 20% off at checkout. That's FTL20. LifetimeLiberty.com is going to be a great time where they're talking about, you know, parallel structures that have risen in education and finance and all this. It allows more autonomy, more independence, and ways that people can achieve liberty in our lifetimes. That's LifetimeLiberty.com. Check it out, LifetimeLiberty.com, and use code FTL20 for 20% off. With you today, it's Aria.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And we're talking about the possibility of California secession, which I hope to see.
Hope, 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 hope.
They're unhappy for the wrong reasons, though. What they're perceiving as slights against the state of California just aren't, right? I mean, the state of California can still have its tyrannical gun laws, its tyrannical environmental protection laws. It could still have all of that stuff. California could end the drug war. It could end police abuses. The federal government is not stopping California from doing any of those things.
This news is pretty great, though. And why do I say that? I say that because if a state like California is considering secession for a completely different set of reasons than New Hampshire is considering secession, that just means that secession seems to be an idea that transcends political boundaries.
Well, certainly. I mean, secession is bigger than just left and right. And that's what people wanted to... That's when Barack Obama won his election in 2008, or maybe it was 2012, and the secession petitions first really started circulating among Texas and Mississippi. All of their reasons were basically just they were unhappy that a Democratic president won.
Yeah.
But that's not why New Hampshire is wanting to secede. We started the New Hampshire... People have been talking about New Hampshire secession for, you know, 15 years.
Yeah.
It's not new, and it's certainly not because of Barack Obama or Joe Biden. The same is true of Texas to a degree. It just really got kicked off under Barack Obama. CalExit is completely irrelevant whether or not it's a Republican or Democratic candidate president. It didn't get started under Donald Trump. It started before Donald Trump, back under Barack Obama, and it's carried on since. So we're talking here about Joe Matthews and his arguments that California should secede from the United States. The Supreme Court made clear last week that we can expect no future respite. They're viewing the Supreme Court as just this oppressive institution that is telling the people of California what they can and can't do, and that's not entirely accurate. I mean, if California wants to continue on with its tyrannical gun laws, it can do so. Well, except, I guess it kind of can't.
Why?
Because the May issue thing that allowed some states to deny concealed carry permits if they found that someone didn't need a concealed carry permit. That was struck down recently by the Supreme Court being unconstitutional. But they could do other things. I mean, that's not requiring them to actually allow gun sales in the state or anything like that. And I'm sure they do all those. I'm sure they jump through all of those hoops in order to limit the impact of guns in California. And, of course, gun laws and all of that, all of the restrictions in California, they don't seem to be doing a whole lot to restrict gun violence in California. But Joe Matthews is with us. Well, not literally with us. He wrote an article, and he's complaining about the Supreme Court and why California needs to secede. And I agree with him on all of these points to one degree or another. I say this, he says, not just because Clarence Thomas declared that the courts should cancel the rights to contraception and same-sex marriage. I say this because the court's method of decision-making does not account for California's lives or preferences. And again, these are all federal, so California can still have laws guaranteeing people the right to contraception and the right to same-sex marriage if they so choose, but, you know, that's not good enough for them. They want to be able to force Texas to also allow those things or to also have those things as rights.
I just wonder when people are going to tire of forcing other people to their preference.
Probably never. I mean, they seem to have infinite stamina for it. Both the guns and abortion decisions rely on peculiar readings of history, focused on American and English practices of the 18th and earlier centuries, generations before women's suffrage, before slavery's ends, before California was even a state. The decisions employ a mode of historical analogy that lacks the rigor of palm reading, much less serious constitutional analysis. I mean, he writes well. I'm just not sure he actually said a whole lot in that paragraph.
Word salad. Lots of words, little meaning.
Yes. It was, and some very nice words, put in a very nice way. But I don't think anything was actually said beyond, you know, they're not paying attention to history, which, yeah. You know, took me six words to say that. The troubles will persist beyond this court, given our disenfranchisement. What is to stop a future Congress and President from canceling our protections for women or gay people or minorities or immigrants, our climate laws, or even our commitment to making it easier for our people to vote? Well, you can still do all of those things in California. As an optimist, I previously argued that democratic reforms in California and elsewhere could solve this American crisis. With more and more participatory tools, from citizen assemblies to national referenda, the United States could reconstitute itself as a modern democracy. But the open hostility to democracy of this court suggests that such reforms do not stand a chance. And that's one of the issues with democracy in general, right? Because everyone is convinced that their view, their position, is the majority view. Back when the Roe versus Wade ruling was first leaked, we had, I think, Dan from Nebraska call in to say, well, the majority of Americans agrees with me that abortion is a right or whatever, and we look into it, and it's like, no, it's pretty much 50-50. There's no majority here, but that doesn't matter. They're convinced that their view is the majority view. That's why, as fanciful as California secession might sound, the independence clock is ticking closer to midnight. Last year, a University of Virginia poll found 41% support among Biden voters and 52% support among Trump voters for their own states forming their own separate nations.
A ticking clock? Oh, no.
Well, I mean, 41% of Biden voters and 52% of Trump voters are in favor of independence, according to this University of Virginia poll.
I don't know. Like, I don't think people quite yet recognize that having a government is the opposite of independence.
Well, they certainly don't. I mean, that's a step too far, right? But secession in general, and their numbers are saying, you know, 40 to 52%, 40% for Democrats and 50% for Republicans are in favor of seceding and forming their own separate nations. And I'm all for that. I mean, here in New Hampshire, we've been arguing for a New Hampshire exit for the last, you know, year and a half or whatever long, however long it's been going on. And for a while, I mean, it was nice to have the conversation out there. The ball got rolling as far as New Hampshire independence goes. They were selling, Think Penguin was selling New Hampshire exit t-shirts here all year, and sure. I saw a ton, I mean, not all year, all Porcupine Freedom Festival and Ford Fest. I saw a ton of people in those shirts, as well as a ton of bumper stickers and things like that. So it's important to normalize these ideas by talking about them, by getting them out there in the mainstream. Any talk of secession, as far as I'm concerned, is good. Whether it's California or Catalonia or New Hampshire or whatever, it gets people thinking about it and talking about it.
Well, and it also takes advantage of the propaganda mechanisms that already exist. So, for example, TV and Hollywood, they all bombard you with the same message over and over and over and over and over and over and over again until eventually it happens. Perhaps that can work in our favor this time with secession.
I hope so. It is Free Talk Live.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is seeking to block more offshore drilling along the Atlantic and Pacific coasts. The U.S. Oil and Gas Association President Tim Stewart joins Fox News to share his thoughts on this development.
We are behind, for sure. The reality is this is the problem with a somewhat schizophrenic energy policy where the president says one thing and the bureaucracy does another.
Meanwhile, Biden faces calls from his own party to do more to curb fossil fuel emissions. Flight delays and cancellations are worsening as the holiday weekend gets underway. The number of delays within, into, or out of the United States jumped to 2,450 alone on Saturday. Nearly 600 flights have been canceled on Saturday as well. The airport seeing the most issues is Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. This is USA Radio News. An American being held in Russia's trial is underway.
WNBA star and Olympic gold medalist Brittany Griner was accused by a Russian prosecutor of moving a significant amount of cannabis oil during her first appearance in court Friday. U.S. Deputy Chief of Mission Elizabeth Rude outside the Moscow courtroom.
The Russian Federation has wrongfully detained Ms. Griner. Wrongful detention is unacceptable wherever it occurs, and it endangers the safety of everyone traveling, living, working, studying abroad.
Law experts in the United States say Ms. Griner will be found guilty in a Russian court as the judge presents the evidence and does most of the work in the trial. Proceedings will continue Thursday as Brittany faces 10 years in prison. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tesla vehicle deliveries fell quarter over quarter for the first time in more than 2 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live from Rogers Campground here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Coming at you from Fort Fest 2022. That's Fort Fest number 6 here on day number 6, actually. And I want to tell you about TruthSmacks.com. They are still going. There was some confusion. Apparently, I misunderstood something that was said yesterday. So check them out at TruthSmacks.com. If you like raw, unadulterated ingredients and you like TruthSmacks, I mean, and you like trail mix, TruthSmacks is the best out there. They actually managed to find even a type of chocolate that doesn't use soy, and that's apparently really hard to do. That's TruthSmacks.com if you want to find out more. Again, that's TruthSmacks.com. We had Susan with us here on the show last week as she was talking to us about her history of making it for people in South Korea. It was evidently very popular, and she brought it back here. There's two varieties, original flavor and peppermint infused. Check it out again. That's TruthSmacks.com. It's called that because each of these bags, they have a number of truth quotes on the back to help smack your friends and family in the face with the truth in a loving way. Again, that's TruthSmacks.com.
In your face.
That's the idea. And we're talking here about secession and divisions in the United States. That's all really I'm finding to talk about today. It's just different perspectives from people. It seems to be the mainstream media, from what I can tell, seems to be trying to normalize the idea of secession to people. Like, this is from the New York Times. Spurred by the Supreme Court, a nation divides along a red-blue axis. On abortion, climate change, gun rights, and more, two Americas, one liberal, one conservative, are moving in opposite directions. And I'm all for this. This has been the case for a very long time. The left has wanted to go one way. The right has wanted to go another way.
Mm-hmm.
Red versus blue, however you wish to characterize it. Now all of these things are coming to a head, and presumably they're realizing that all of these differences are indeed irreconcilable. Pressed by Supreme Court decisions, and it's all centered around the Supreme Court. Pressed by Supreme Court decisions diminishing rights that liberals hold dear and expanding those cherished by conservatives, the United States appears to be drifting apart into separate nations with diametrically opposed social, environmental, and health policies.
Woohoo! Yeah, right? All right.
Sounds fantastic. Call these the disunited states. Or disjointed, I think, is the word he was looking for. He was trying to be clever. I don't know what he was trying to do there, but it didn't work. The most immediate breaking point is on abortion, as about half the country will soon limit or ban the procedure, while the other half expands or reinforces access to reproductive rights. But the ideological fault lines extend far beyond that one topic to climate change, gun control, LGBTQ, and voting rights, and more, in fact. On each of these issues, the country's northeast and west coast are moving in the opposite direction from its midsection and southeast. With a few exceptions, like the islands of liberalism in Illinois and Colorado, and New Hampshire's streak of conservatism. Libertarianism is what I would characterize New Hampshire's streak as.
It's a streak, huh? Interesting.
Well, it's been going on for a long time, even where public opinion is more mixed, like in Ohio, Wisconsin, Georgia, North Carolina, and Texas, the Republican grip on state legislatures has ensured that policies in those states conform with those of the reddest states in the union, rather than strike a middle ground. Well, you can't reason with liberals, and you can't reason with conservatives. Neither one of them is willing to compromise or reach an agreement. And I'm not really sure that, you know, half socialism and half religious conservatism is any better than all socialism or all religious conservatism.
Yeah, I mean, it needs to be said again. It's obvious that people, when you get to this number of people, can't agree on how to live lives and even, you know, on even smaller things than political things. So it makes sense for people with like-minded values, principles, and ideals to congregate to an area with like-minded people.
That's the whole idea of the Free State Project here, moving liberty-minded people to New Hampshire, and it's been remarkably successful. And I would suggest that, you know, the liberals out there who want to live in a more liberal country to go to Massachusetts or California or one of these other ultra-liberal states, and people who want to live in religious conservatism go to Texas or Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Or one of these other states. The tearing at the seams has been accelerated by the 6-vote conservative majority in the Supreme Court, which has embraced muscular states' rights federalism. In the past 10 days, the court has erased the constitutional right to an abortion. Well, it was never constitutional, right? They argued that, you know, privacy was the constitutional right, and somehow, by weird logic, that expanded to abortion, but they've since thrown that out. Narrowed the federal government's ability to regulate climate change pollution, climate warming pollution, and blocked liberal states and cities from barring most of their citizens from carrying concealed guns outside of their homes. They blocked liberal states and cities from, okay, they allowed people in liberal states and cities to carry concealed guns outside of their homes. That would be a better way of putting that.
Yeah, it's worded weird.
But again, you know, this is the New York Times, so they're coming at it from a perspective. They didn't restore the right of citizens to carry concealed guns. No, they took away the state's rights to tell citizens they could not carry concealed guns. They produced this balkanized, house divided, and we're only beginning to see how bad that will be, said David Blight, a Yale historian who specializes in the era of American history that led to the Civil War. Historians have struggled to find a parallel moment raising the 19th century fracturing over slavery, the clashes between the executive branch and the Supreme Court in the New Deal era of the 1930s, the fierce battles over civil rights during Reconstruction in the 1950s and early 60s, and the rise of armed violent groups like the Weather Underground in the late 60s. I don't know if any of that picked up or not. It's really unclear. There's some fireworks at the bottom of the hill. It is the 4th of July weekend.
It is.
And we are here on site at a campground and festival, so you got to expect some sort of thing like that. I suspect most of it did not actually get picked up, but I'm not wearing headphones at the moment to verify that. For some people, the divides have grown so deep and so personal they have felt compelled to pick up and move from one America to the other. And that's what we did, right? I came here from the redneck kick, conservative, Christian-loving South to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you came here from Seattle, Washington, which is, you know, hard left.
On
over
the
there.
Left coast.
Yep. So, I mean, I would encourage more people to do this. If you don't like the direction that your state is going, go to a different state. Don't sit there banging your head against the wall trying to change it. This is what libertarians want to do in general. They want to fight it out in California and in Florida with their little tiny libertarian parties that have 10 to 12 members or whatever. That's what they want to do. That is clearly not working.
No, but what seems to be working is what we're doing here in New Hampshire.
Yes, moving like-minded people to a given geographic area and attempting to, you know, create a society or an order that is conducive to that like mind.
And things like Porkfest and Forkfest are like the proving grounds or the testing grounds or sandbox, if you will. And it works great.
They do. Someone characterized the Porcupine Freedom Festival as a village last week at some point.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're not wrong. The only thing that keeps the Porcupine Freedom Festival from being like a self-sustained village is that we're only here for like a week out of the year.
Right.
So we don't have time to grow crops and all that stuff. But there are farming communities in New Hampshire where those things are happening. And it very well could be that the New Hampshire could generate this self-sustaining economy that just functions internally and doesn't have to pull anything in from the outside. And we've seen a smaller microcosm of that here at Rogers Campground.
Indeed, we have. And it's pretty cool.
It is. Many conservatives have taken to social media because there's nothing more effective than going and bitching on Twitter to express thanks over leaving high tax, highly regulated blue states for red states with smaller government and now laws prohibiting abortion. Others have transited the American rift in the opposite direction. Of course, they quoted one of these people. They went out and found a leftist who moved so they could quote him. But they didn't look for a conservative to quote. I did everything I could to put my mouth where my money was, to bridge the divide with my own actions, said Howard Garrett, a black, gay, 29-year-old from Franklin, Tennessee, who ran for alderman in recent years, organized the town's first Juneteenth celebration, and worked on LGBTQ outreach to local schools, only to be greeted with harassment and death threats. Well, I mean, that sucks, but I mean, yes, if you're an openly gay black man, you probably should leave Tennessee. It's the South. They're not friendly to either of those things. There is more coming up here. Is secession inevitable? Talk to us about it at social.freetalklive.com. There's more coming up.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest Day number 6, a game of mini golf coming up in just over 3 hours. In a little over 2 hours, we're going to be congregating down there at the mini golf area and kicking this thing off. It'll be the first ever ForkFest. Well, there was a game recently. I hesitate to refer to this as a tournament because there's only one round. And as I understand it, for something to be a tournament, there have to be multiple rounds. And here's just a bunch of people, you know, playing mini golf.
We'll just call it the Invitational.
Yeah, there we go.
The ForkFest First Annual Mini Golf Invitational.
Apocalypse. Part 6.
The four cocks of the Apocalypse.
Yes. Anyway, it's going to be a great time. You probably can't make it unless you're already on your way here and are, like, already on 93 on your way. But anyway, we are talking about the possibility of secession, and New York Times here references Howard Garrett, a black, gay, 29-year-old from Tennessee who moved to Washington, D.C. last year, saying people were just sick in their heart, and that was something you can't change. He's right on that note, right? There are a lot of people in the United States whose hearts are simply sick. They don't operate from a place of love, and they can't operate from a place of love. On abortion, history seems to be riffing on itself. Both supporters and opponents of abortion rights see a parallel to the abolition of slavery. As states like Illinois and Colorado vow to become, quote, safe harbors for women in surrounding states seeking to end their pregnancies, abortion rights advocates see an echo of past efforts by anti-slavery states in the North. But abortion opponents see themselves as emancipating the unborn and often compare the Roe decision's treatment of the fetus to the Dred Scott ruling in 1857 that denied black people the rights of American citizenship. So, I mean, that's sort of what you would expect, right? Both sides in this equation see themselves as the good guys, as the hero fighting for someone's rights.
And it's not possible for that to occur. You're not both the good guys.
Well, I mean, no, they're both the bad guys, right?
Oh,
I mean,
sorry, not both, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, they're both evil. I mean, good and evil are a matter of perspectives, but there was never the most sympathetic, you know, evil villains in fiction out there are the ones who don't know that they're evil. They believe what they're doing is genuinely for the greater good. And most people operate under the assumption that what they're doing is for the greater good, when in fact it is not. Conservatives are not resting on their victories. The anti-abortion movement, long predicated on returning the issue of reproductive rights to elected representatives in the states, talks now about putting a national abortion ban before Congress. Well, see, I'm not surprised to hear that. That is the kind of crap conservatives would want to do, right? They want to ban any states from allowing abortion. The whole states' rights masquerade that they tried to play over the last several years, they're now revealing that to have just been a masquerade.
Yeah.
Roger Severino, a leading social conservative and senior official in the Trump administration, invoked the struggle of black Americans for equality, saying the 10 years that passed between the Supreme Court's Brown versus Board of Education decision, ending, quote, separate but equal segregation, and Congress's passage of the Civil Rights Act in 1964 mirrored the struggle ahead on abortion. I hate the way that the New York Times writes here. That was one sentence. Every single one of their paragraphs here, their, quote, paragraphs, is a single sentence. I remember learning, like, in the fourth grade that a paragraph was 4 to 5 sentences.
Yeah.
At some point on the internet, that changed, and a paragraph became 1 to 2 sentences at most. I hesitate to even call these paragraphs. They're blocks of text.
Well, run-on sentences
that are broken up
have certainly become far more popular recently.
That was certainly a sentence that needed to be badly rewritten. I was out of breath by the end of that sentence. It needed more... whatever. There was two commas in that entire long-ass sentence I just read.
It's hard to find good help, including writers, apparently.
It is. Well, I mean, they don't know how to write anymore. They don't actually teach people how to write in journalism school. They teach them how to propagandize, and it doesn't matter if you're a good writer or a bad writer, as long as you can get people to buy whatever kind of garbage you're trying to shove down their throats. This guy says, I cannot see us living in two Americas where we have two classes of human beings in this country, some protected fully in law, some who are not protected at all. Well, he needs to just look at history then, because that's always been the case in the United States. Even now, there's still some who are fully protected by the law and some who are not protected at all.
Yep.
On climate change, the court's decision to limit federal regulatory powers has underscored the impasse in Congress over legislation expressly limiting emissions of climate-warming pollutants like carbon dioxide and methane. They go on here just like the other guys. I mean, they're just complaining. And good Lord, this is the New York Times, so they go on far, far longer than they should have. And it's all, I can't get over this.
Once again, they've carried things too far.
There's like 70 words in this, quote, paragraph here, and it's, again, it's two commas. It's absolutely horrible writing. Anyway, in humorous news, because I'm sick of talking about them, I'm sick of reading leftists who are freaking out because the Supreme Court did a thing, and suddenly they have an issue with the Supreme Court, even though like they liked the Supreme Court, you know, 2 years ago. Far-right group yelled at an empty building.
Man yells at cloud.
In a failed drag show blitz, a bar owner says. The hate-filled comments began after June the 8th, so this is kind of old news apparently, nearly a month ago, when the owner of a Woodland, California restaurant announced that she would be marking the end of Pride Month with a drag queen happy hour.
Okay.
Christina Hayes was holding the June 30th event at Mojo's Lounge and Kitchen, with the same spirit that had prompted her at other times to host school fundraisers and a car show. It's all about the community, she said. She was surprised to see that the first venomous comment concerning her local nod to Pride originated from the faraway Midwest. Well, what does she expect? That's the internet. That's social media. I was wondering, why is this person from Middle America trolling an Instagram posting in Little California? What the hell?
Geography has no place on the internet.
Clearly not. And, I mean, this person from Middle America trolling an Instagram posting in, quote, Little California. Little old quaint California.
Yeah,
like, over there, the largest state in the union. I think Alaska may be slightly larger territorially.
Like, but I would expect somebody older to maybe think that, right? But how old is this person? They have an Instagram. So
39 years old.
Yeah, so they're old enough to know.
A subsequent hateful remark was accompanied by a screenshot of her flyer and triggered hundreds of poisonous comments. So that's when we started getting phone calls and Facebook interactions and Instagram interactions with all kinds of hateful people, Hayes said. Like, what is this, her first time on the internet?
And also, it sounds like they went viral.
That's true.
That could be considered a success in some people's eyes.
That's the only reason we're talking about it now. We immediately got in contact with the Woodland... Good Lord. We immediately got in contact with the Woodland Police Department.
Oh, jeez.
Because that's what privileged white people do when they're afraid. They turn to the freaking police who kill minorities.
When your profile blows up, police are only minutes away.
I can't believe this. LGBTQ person's first response is to turn to the police. You know, the people who have historically oppressed and killed LGBTQ people. We immediately got in contact with the Woodland Police Department to let them know about the threat and to kind of formulate how do we move forward to make sure everyone's safe. Well, a good first step would be to not call the police.
Good first step.
They never make anyone safer. They almost always make things worse. Police are not your friends. You cannot trust them. They would just as soon shoot you, Miss Hayes, as they would protect you from... I mean, they probably do agree more with the conservatives out there in, what did she say, these little people out there in middle America than they do this drag queen bar or whatever that she's got going on.
Well, and let's not forget the Supreme Court has ruled again and again and again that police have no duty to protect you. Police have no duty to protect you.
Hayes said that the police department told her it would post a radio car in front of Mojo's and assign two extra officers to the area. And this is all over comments said on Instagram. Absolutely insane. Then it died down. So two extra officers in the area and a radio car, whatever that means, all because of Instagram comments. Then it kind of died down a little, Hayes said. And then as the event grew closer, the threat got a little more localized with what we think are the Proud Boys. I'm not really sure who they are, but a local hate group. So she just goes online and, like, Googles anti-LGBTQ hate groups. And Proud Boys presumably is at the top of the list. And she goes, oh, we're being attacked by the Proud Boys. Someone call the police. Back on June 11th, a group of self-proclaimed Proud Boys had disrupted a drag queen story hour at the public library in San Lorenzo, which is about 90 miles from Woodland. I got to tell you, the kind of people who, you know, raid public libraries to disrupt things, they don't have the $5,000 it costs to pay for the gas to drive 90 miles in California. The menacing intruder shouted homophobic and transphobic slurs. One wore a black and yellow shirt stenciled with an AR-15 and the words, kill your local pedophile.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here, so where are we going with this, you may be wondering. We're going to let you know here in just a moment. There is more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.